With your latest edition of the Manchester City Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers, beginning with the news that Oleksandr Zinchenko has said City will bounce back from their Manchester derby defeat when they take on Southampton on Wednesday night. City were poor against United as they inflicted a first defeat in 29 games on City at the Etihad Stadium. But fortunately for Pep Guardiola's men, they have a chance to bounce straight back when they take on Southampton on Wednesday evening. And Zinchenko has refused to allow his teammates to regress and dwell on that United defeat, saying, "We have to win the next game. We have to be more focused. We are not allowed to go back, only forwards." Moving on, Manchester City have reportedly decided against making a move for Paris Saint-Germain forward Kylian Mbappe due to his mammoth £600,000 a week wage demands. The 22-year-old is out of contract in 2022, and that has alerted several European heavyweights to his potential availability. According to The Athletic, City will prioritise a new striker during the summer, but it will not be Mbappe, as they are not prepared to break their wage structure to sign the World Cup winner. Finally today, and it's being reported in Spain that Sergio Aguero would be delighted to sign for Barcelona this summer. It's understood that Aguero is planning to leave City at the end of the season when his contract expires, and that Aguero's agent has contacted Joan Laporta, who recently won the vote to be elected Barcelona president. It's reported that Aguero would be keen to go to the new camp and is prepared to take a wage cut to facilitate the move. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.